Your story, new paradigms for a new world, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Welcome to the program. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thank you so much for sharing this hour, this time with us here on this Saturday. Or if you're listening to the rebroadcast, thank you for downloading or listening to the archives, which are available at richarddugan.com, RichardDugan.com. And we put them up there, it's 20, 25 minutes or so after the show is over. I contact my webmaster, which is me, and I get the file converted and uploaded, and there you go. And then you can click on it and listen to it. You can also listen live on the internet. We stream live at richarddugan.com. Big old link over there on the right-hand side of the page says, listen live. And we encourage you to do so every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time here on this station and on the internet. And we bring you guests who are, well, not only making a difference in their own lives, but those of others. And we have on the phones today a lady, a young lady who is basically going to guide you to your own illuminated path. And you can find out more about that by going to the website Live with the Lights On, which I find so fascinating. And Katie Manna, welcome to our program.
Thank you very much, Richard.
This also goes into that poor, poor joke about someone, the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Nobody's home.
But
well,
in this case, it's there is somebody home, but they don't got the lights on.
Yes, and it's funny. Growing up, my mother would always say that the light at the end of the tunnel might not be a train. And so I've always appreciated my love of turning lights on and following lights.
Well, I know that for a lot of us, it's a struggle to just live our lives sometimes, let alone locate the light switch to turn the lights on so we can see where we're going and what we're doing. Yes. And that kind of translates into living life more consciously, more in the present moment.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I like the way you stated that about finding the light switch, because I'm really fascinated right now. And somewhat, you know, there's a part of me that's incredibly excited about all of the shifts taking place and a lot of people who are waking up in a way that maybe they hadn't before and starting to find that light switch. But with that being said, we're being so inundated with information like the law of attraction and this and that and things that are becoming so like buzzy that they're starting to kind of just go over people's heads. Oh, I've heard that. I know, you know, what I think becomes my reality, whatever, you know, and then they go and flip someone off. At times there can be this numbness to it where that switch just kind of goes back off, and it's, you know, living with the lights on is really about sitting down and taking in a deep breath and being in your experience, being in your skin, being in that moment and being honest in that moment. And that's a really, really big way to live.
Well, we're going to talk an awful lot about that and the illuminated path. I kind of like luminarias, but that's not giving you a whole lot of light above. It only lets you see where your feet are going at any given time.
Yes, and we've all been there too, stumbling.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to say that I had a fascinating experience before we go to break here. When I was hiking with some friends of mine in Arizona, we were hiking up in an area called Seven Springs. It was supposed to be a half-day hike. Now, I didn't know how literal that was, because we started out at 10 o'clock in the morning thinking, oh, the afternoon, we take a backpack full of, you know, different things to munch on and we'll be back out before sunset. Well, one of the guys decided at 11 o'clock, I need to head back because I got to get back to my job and da-da-da-da-da. Okay, well, we'll go on. And we did. And we went on and on until the sun went down and we were starting to get a little scared. Well, there was about a quarter moon in the sky. And we figured if we kept going the direction we were going, we would find our way to the campsite. We were on a trail, mind you. We weren't just walking through a field. And we walked through this one area along a stream bank where there were all of these rocks. And we're walking by this moonlight, mind you. And we both commented when we finally made it to the car, I didn't stumble over a single rock, did you? No. We went back 3 weeks later on a Sunday morning and tripped over everything you could think of to trip over.
Well, it sounds like I need to change my whole approach.
I mean, it's like, now, but the thing that was so fascinating was that we were trusting our bodies, I guess, to find the right footing.
Yes.
Whereas in the daytime, we're looking, trying to find the right footing, and our eyes can deceive us.
Yes, and taking for granted sometimes. I mean, I think we do tend to walk a little bit slower and really take it in as you know, it's dimmer like that, as you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Well, Katie, I want to continue talking about this. And again, your website is livewiththelightson.com.
Yes.
And we encourage people to check out what you have to share with them. We're going to come back and discuss more of the Illuminated Path, how you came to it, and how you share it with folks, and how it's helped people as well. And we'll do that as we continue here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Don't go away.
At Intuit, we love buttons. Start buttons, send buttons, you push the button and it just happens. Well, we do the same thing with your small business payroll. Intuit Online Payroll has a Create Paychecks button. When you need to pay your employees, just type in their hours and push the Create Paychecks button. Intuit Payroll does all the calculations to create your paychecks and helps you pay your taxes. There's even live help if you need it. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Emilio's at the Beach and Bar de Isabella proudly introduce Lower Prices. Now indulge yourself, your family, and friends with delicious starters for just $10, pastas and flatbreads just $15, and superb main courses $20. Emilio's owner Michael DiPaola thinks you shouldn't have to give up fine dining. Call 966-4426, 966-4426, or visit emiliosrestaurant.com. Emilio's at the Beach and Bar de Isabella, 324 West Cabrillo Boulevard in Santa Barbara.
Restoring balance and joy to your life can be achieved by letting go of negative thought patterns and destructive habits. Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
You have a message that others can benefit from. A meditation to share. A talk to give that you want heard by more than just those present. A workshop, seminar, presentation with speakers whose information, insight, and inspiration can help others to break through to their highest potential and purpose. Making a quality recording is the first step to making it available, and Fast Forward is the right direction. They'll bring the recording studio to you. Your message is important. It needs to be recorded by professionals who share your passion and want to provide quality recording to those who want and need to hear it. Call 805-708-9804 to take that first step. 805-708-9804. Call Fast Forward for all your recording needs on location and in studio. 805-708-9804.
Tuesday night, the Red Hot Westmont Warriors return home to continue first-round GSAC play with a titanic matchup of nationally ranked teams as the Warriors battle their arch rivals, the number 5 Biola University Eagles. And you can hear all the action live on AM 1290. I'm John Martini. Join me Tuesday night for Warrior Basketball from Murchison Gym. It all starts with a pregame show at 7:15, tip-off 7:30. Number 5 Biola at number 22 Westmont. Here on your Warrior station, AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
You can't go on holding back a flooding river. Keeping all that fear inside. I understand how trouble haunts you. It haunts me too. Yes, and I do.
New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. In my mind, the word guest came up. I am your guest. I suppose that could happen. Yeah, it's amazing what comes out of the mouth and is going on in the brain at the same time. It's like, hi, I'm your guest here on Tell Me Your Story. And where's the host? It's This is 2010. This is January, which I can hardly believe at some time that we are already here. I've been doing this program since 2007. I've been in broadcasting and doing interviewing for 30 plus years, and I don't feel that much different. But it is amazing when you look at the calendar and see how time has just shot on by. As a kid growing up thinking 2010, 2020, we're going to be flying around in the cars like the Jetsons, et cetera, and we're not even close, you know. And so and I'm sitting here, okay. And I was joking with some people the other day about tomorrow and Monday and, of course, the 1st of January. I called those the binary days, that there are 9 this year and 9 next year, and then there won't be any more until the year 3000, kind of like a lunar or solar eclipse. And they go, what the heck, a binary day? Yeah, it's, it only has zeros and ones in it when you write it with just the last two digits of the year. So 010110 was January 1st, and tomorrow is, of course, 011010, and so forth and so on. So anyway, I see numbers. It's just a strange thing that goes on in my head. But I wanted to ask you, speaking of zeros and ones, Katie, you actually lost an individual of about the age of 11 or 12 who weighs about 110 pounds at the age of 21. You lost a young adult, which was actually the weight on your physical body. And that's pretty astounding for anybody, let alone someone as young as 21.
Yeah. And, you know, that's really been a big part of my story. And it's funny, as I'll be in a coaching session with someone who is, you know, 60 years old, who will look at me as I am right now, a 32-year-old woman, and say, my God, are you a 90-year-old woman trapped in that young body? So for me, at the age of 20, I had a really big aha. I hadn't had the easiest life. I hadn't had the worst life, but there came a point where I had had a series of 4 pretty traumatic events that all happened within an 18-month period. And what I started to do was really medicate with a lot of alcohol and a lot of food. And I was agoraphobic, lying in bed for literally 2 years, where my weight ballooned to about 250 pounds. I was on, you know, I think something insane like 10 or 11 different kinds of medications, and the final 12th or 13th one was to take care of the side effects of the other ones because, you know, gosh, Katie's crazy, and, you know, that helped with the weight gain. And I had this immense moment of clarity that I just realized that I was my own problem. And if I was my own problem, then I must also be my own hero. Now, talk about a moment of clarity, because here I have a very little family left who's willing to support me, very little friends left. I'm lying in bed. I'm a mess. And I realize, oh my gosh, I could also be my own hero. And from that moment on, literally, my life has been one of intense spiritual, emotional, physical evolution, and it's been amazing.
Well, now, it's also rather amazing, and in spite of the fact that I remember saying to my brother at the age of 33, we were at a family reunion, we were walking out in a field just talking, and I shared some aha moment with him, and he said to me, well, you know, it's about time you got it. My God, you're 33 years old and you're just now getting that?
Yeah.
And I turned to him and I said, well, you know, it's not when you get it, but that you get it.
Yeah.
So whether it's at 21, 33, or 92, the fact is that you had that moment, you had that epiphany. I love the word epiphany.
Yes.
That was the catalyst that has driven you forward. So what were some of the next things that took place that have changed your life? And we're literally talking, what, in the last 10 years?
Well, it's been 12 years now. It was around, actually, January 1998. And it's funny, people would always say, oh, was it your New Year's resolution? No, this was far deeper than a New Year's resolution. I still love that question, though. So what I initially started to do was I decided that, you know, I'm not going to be drinking alcohol, because I realized that I was self-medicating that way. I'd had a lot of alcoholism in my family, so I was aware, you know, of some of the pitfalls there, and I thought, you know, let me put that down and start seeing a therapist. And I started seeing a therapist, and I started eating a little healthier, although that took me a little bit of time because I had always been prone to more of the eating disorder type thing. So it took me some time to get comfortable with this idea of actually focusing on overall well-being. And so the therapy was really helping me. And after a time, what I started to realize was that I still needed more. You know, I understood now that, okay, I'm eating better, I'm exercising, I'm working with this therapist, and that's really helping me behaviorally. It helped me start to connect the dots to some of the things that had created this need that I had to really shelter myself and to not be seen by the world. And that was really important work that I did there. And again, the behavioral things, I started to understand how I would maybe self-sabotage, or, you know, ways that I could change my behavior so that my thinking or my feelings would then begin to follow. And after a time, I just started feeling like I need more. There's still more. There's still more. There's just that driving force that I now know that was my spirit saying, no, there's more, but you still have this smaller version of yourself. Just keep moving, keep moving. And that's when I started to see an intuitive healer. And that was when my life started to, you know, it had done big shifts, but this was like a 180 overnight.
That's incredible that you were able to turn it around in that fashion, because usually we take a bunch of little steps and start the slow, gradual turn, righting the ship, as it were, into the right direction, if you will. The difference between turning a dinghy, which you can turn on a dime, and trying to turn a giant oil tanker, and it can take hours, if not days, to do a 90-degree turn, let alone a 180.
Yes. Yeah.
And it can be done. That's really what you're saying here, is it can be done.
Well, part of my excitement over that exact piece, and when I have someone walk in my door or call me for any kind of help as an intuitive life coach, is that I firmly, firmly believe that when we start working within the realm of spirit and really making that connection, that we are no longer in this denser, humanized mental part of ourselves. We are in the realm of quantum shifts. And if we want to do a 180 in what we consider to be a blink of an eye, that is where that potential is. That is where we can do that. Now, I didn't realize that that was what it was at the time, but there was no mistaking that that is what had happened to me. I went to see this amazing woman. I lied on her table. I didn't know what the heck she was doing to me. I just knew I was feeling all kinds of funny things, and I'd been intuitive my whole life, so I was really, like, really opening up on her table some of the stuff that I had blocked out. And I woke up the next day, and it was like, oh my gosh, where did that Katie go? I'm a new person. And it was an absolute miracle for me.
Where does the Illuminated Path come in? And then, of course, subsequently, the website, Live Life with the Lights On.
Yes. The Illuminated Path comes in. Oh, I started this officially about 3 years ago, but my quest of making this be a part of my daily life started about 5 years ago, I would say. And it really fits, because what I spend my days and what I spend my life doing is constantly evolving still myself and helping people do the level of work that I was blessed with being able to do. Because I tell you, In this world right now, again, with a lot of people waking up, living with the lights on, turning that switch on, really being awake, really being present, even when it feels like it's uncomfortable to be in our own skin, does not always feel like the easier, softer way. But again, when we move out of that denser human thought process and move up into the realm of spirit, what we start to see is that we're torch carriers, we're torch bearers. What we're doing is we really are walking in our light. Mm-hmm. And when we walk in our light, it tends to move quicker. It is the softer way. It is.
And, you know, it's hard to talk about these things without using a lot of what you spoke of in the beginning of the program, and that is a lot of the catchphrases and the cliches and the buzzwords and all of those kinds of things that everybody's heard, to where, you know, people are saying, okay, I've heard that before. Say something different. Say something new and exciting that no one's ever said before, and there's only one problem with that.
Yeah.
We can't.
No,
because there isn't anything new. It's nothing. It's all been here all along, and it's just our awareness of it.
Yes, and I think the biggest aha about all of that, from my perspective, is that if we really want to be conscious, then we can take the same phrase today, take it again in a week, take it again in a month, and we're going to get something entirely different out of it, because our experiences have shifted. We have shifted in those time segments. There's always a deeper way of looking at things. So when we say, oh, I want to hear something new, it's like, no, sit with what we've heard. Let's actually sit with this and stop becoming numb to it. What does that really mean in your life? Look at every area of your life. How does it really pertain? I mean, really sit in that. It's a very different experience.
Well, it is one that we're all sort of striving towards, and some of us will say that, oh, I'm a work in progress and so forth. There are others who say, well, I'm perfect the way I am. I am in that perfect space. I'm not going to say that I'm in progress, because that denotes that there's still work to be done. And again, we're also very caught up in the power of words and what we say and how we say it. And then there's almost a desire to, and we even do this, to censor what we say as it comes out of our mouth, so that we're not uttering verbally, but we're saying it in our heads.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of my biggest, I think, crusades. And this comes from my journey initially. And I will never, ever, ever say anything negative about therapy because of the way it helped me. But but part of what happened for me was I continued to stay in my mental mind so much. And so what I like to really help people do was one of the biggest shifts that ended up happening for me, and one that I have to be very cognizant of every day of my life, is where am I really coming from? Have I moved into my heart, or am I in my head? Because if you sit quietly and move back and forth your energy and attention between your head and your heart, the feelings are so different. The experience is so different. So moving through your life from your actual heart center is totally different.
Having the great pleasure of interviewing so many different people on this program, have come to have a better understanding of the heart and what it's all about. And I'm actually talking about the physical heart. One of our interviews, we talked about the role that the physical heart plays, and it's been mapped and it's been scanned, and they've done all kinds of scientific study and testing on it to show that the heart is not just a muscle that's pumping blood, but it is also, as this one guest spoke of, it's the seat of emotion. That is where the emotion comes from. And so in the mind, when we come up with thoughts and ideas and we want to create, that's a wonderful place where those come from. But it's when that emotion is the inertia to move those thoughts into reality. And so that's where the passion comes from.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not about the verbiage.
No.
I mean, that's really the case in point. It's really, I mean, it's, you know, certainly I don't want to sit around and talk about how much I hate the world. Of course not. But, you know, but with that said, where's the movement in my heart? That's what's going to really create all of that. Yeah.
I was even driving around today, and we talked about this a little bit beforehand. You know, you hear all the phrases, and then you get out there and on the roads and you flip people off or say this or the other, that or the other. I like to think of myself as an enlightened being. I like to think that I'm, you know, a little bit, you know, a little more conscious of what's going on, and a very optimistic and positive individual. But sometimes when I get out on those streets and I see and I observe and I perceive, key point here, the stupidity of others, that just drives me up a wall that I want to, but don't, yell something out the window.
Yeah.
I'm going, where did I go? What happened to all of that wonderful, insightful, inspiring, higher level thinking? Where did it go?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I stay there?
Yes. You know, I think that's a question that everyone asks in one way or another.
Is that when the lights are off?
Yeah, the switch has suddenly flipped. Instead of flipping the bird,
yes,
it's the switch that got flipped.
Mm. So I'm home, but I turn my lights off.
That's exactly right. And I think we all go there, and I do believe that that really is just part of the human experience. That's the ebb and flow of, you know, kind of moving in and out and fluidly back and forth between being more spirit-based or more soul-based and then a little bit more, you know, I hate to use the term ego for some reason, but that lower self that's just a little bit more dense is really the way I see it. Just the energy is much denser.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, particularly people who are energetically sensitive or in tune or, you know, call us whatever you want to call us, we're very easy to match also the energy that's around us. So typically if someone is acting as we might call stupid or cut us off or something like that, oftentimes I believe that what happens is we just really start to tune in and connect with that energy and we match it. We go there. And so I find that I need to pull myself out of that, and I'll visualize myself just kind of cutting myself away from that person and take a nice deep breath because I feel like, okay, I've just, you know, it's within my energy field, so I've connected to it. You know, it's like it has to be within us to be able to connect to it, but we find people that we can match and it'll be brought out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to do any harm to anyone, verbally or otherwise, and I'm just thinking, okay, well, let's avoid the whole thing. I'll just run my car into a tree and be done with it, okay? And that was all my fault, and nobody else is to blame, and I can scream and yell at myself, it is a frustration because it would be nice to be able to get out on the freeway here out in California on the Central Coast on the 101, and oh, everybody's lovely, and everybody's driving well, and it's just going beautifully, and it isn't always, and it's hard to stay in that frame of consciousness.
No. And, you know, I think sometimes, too, and I really am glad that you said that, because I also find that I notice a lot of people who feel that they always have to stay positive, no matter what.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just as turbulent a mind as the one who constantly feels like the world sucks.
Yeah.
Because it's that, okay, oh, yeah, I've got a butcher knife in my head and but you know what, there are starving people in other places in the world. You know, it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
You have a butcher knife in your head, that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
You know, so it's, I think it's about being real. It's not about, you know, trying to make something that it's not. It's like, okay, this is where I am at the moment. In 5 minutes, the butcher knife will be gone. All will be well.
And you have a number of modalities that you utilize with your work to help people to break through some of the blockages that in some cases kind of keep us from either getting to the switch or wiring it up properly so that we can turn the lights on. I mean, you've got a number of different things here. You are a medium. You are it says here, Chopra certified Seven Spirit Laws and Yoga instructor. You're a member of the Yoga Alliance, a Kundalini Reiki master and member of the International Association of Reiki Professionals. You're an intuitive healer, an EFT practitioner. Tell people what that is.
EFT is the emotional freedom technique, and it works within the meridian systems. It's kind of similar to acupuncture, but you do it with your own fingers. It's a lot of tapping.
Okay. The tapping. Yes, we had the folks on.
The tapping.
Okay, sure. And all you have to do is go to my website, and you'll find the interview on tapping, and you can find out more about that. You are also an ordained minister, and you have your...
I'm also an Ayurvedic practitioner and meditation instructor as well.
Oh, okay. Well,
yes.
And then also you are also trained through the Coaches Training Alliance.
Yes.
But probably the the greatest lessons learned for you are probably with you and your, I believe, still 5-year-old son and your two dogs and hamster.
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually, it's a daughter, and she's actually six now.
Uh-oh.
Yes, my website. I actually tried to pull up my big girl britches and adjust it myself, but it didn't go over so well. So I'm manifesting some help with that.
You know, I thought my wife was the only one who used that. Put on your big girl pants.
No, I do.
Or the big boy pants, whichever the case may be.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're a boy, you don't have to pull on the big girl ones. Yeah, I do. I have a full house. It's myself, my daughter, and now I actually have two dogs, two cats, and two guinea pigs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So I get a lot of practice breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I'll bet.
You know, I think about my daughter and I in the mad scramble some mornings to get her to school on time, because we never know if the traffic is, you know, how it's going to be. It could take us 10 minutes to get to school. It could take us 40 minutes to get to school. And, you know, I find that, you know, she really is one of my greatest teachers. And I've thanked her for that before. And I've told her, you know, you're really on loan and you're one of the greatest teachers I've ever had. And I thank you for that. I mean, I've said, you know, I know that I'm here to kind of show you how the world works. And you're really helping me learn how to live in such a bigger way. And, you know, I know that she doesn't fully understand that at this point in her life, but I know that she gets it on some level. She loves hearing that she's one of my teachers. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm ever driving, and feeling like road rage, things like that, has actually never been one of my buttons. But what is one of my buttons is when I feel really rushed and I kind of feel like I'm under the gun and there's nothing I can do about it. Mm. You know, I'm stuck in traffic and, oh my gosh, we might be 20 minutes late for class and the teacher doesn't like that and that happened last week because there was an accident, blah, blah, blah. That's where I start to go, ugh. And so I find that I don't want my daughter to learn that kind of internal chaos from me. I figure she's going to have her own. She's going to have to deal with the world in her own way. And the last thing I want to do where I'm aware is hand down to her things that really don't matter. Mm. You know, I realize these things really matter to me while we're getting to school, but once she's there, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
So I try to keep that in perspective, and she's constantly keeping me aware of that. She's constantly reminding me of that just by her being who she is and being in my life. And it's the most amazing thing.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the future, but first I want to let our listeners know, if you're just joining us, this is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. My guest is Katie Manna, and she has a website, and it is called livewiththelightson.com. Now, the Illuminated Path, how is that packaged?
How is that packaged?
Do you have a book, CDs?
Thank you. Yes. I'm actually working on a CD. I have what's called the Live with the Lights On Action Guide that is for sale. Mm-hmm. It is a 30-page workbook that I'm actually expanding on, but what it is, it's really about looking at your belief systems. Like, we kind of go from, let's connect some of the dots, just how I did, because I found it really helpful for me to understand myself from that perspective. Where are some of these internal things? Where are the places where, you know, this situation happens in my life, and in reality it's really on a scale of 1 to 10, probably about a 2, and I notice my reactions are about a 9. So that says to me there's something going on here for me that I need to look at. So I walk people through the process of understanding their life a little bit more and how it's helped shape them to be all that they are now. And then from that place, transcending into more of a spiritual connection and how to really embrace all three of those things. How do we connect those dots, understand ourselves and our life and our purpose, and then how do we animate our spirit now that we understand that? When my soul is calling me, is that when I feel that ping in my stomach of discomfort, when I know I'm not listening to my innate intuition? You know, I really walk people through that process of dealing with the old and moving into the new with the spirit totally engaged in their day-to-day life.
I wanted to touch upon something in regards to the future. And you, as you were speaking about your daughter and what you're wanting to teach her, not wanting to teach her, she's going to have her own issues to deal with and so forth. Mm-hmm. This question came to mind. And I put this out both to you, Katie, to answer, but also for our listeners to ponder. And even, and I'm actually perplexed at the question. I can't help but ask it, though.
Well, that's exciting.
What is it that we are wanting to accomplish in the future ourselves through our children, our children's children? In other words, what is the point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is it that we are wanting to accomplish? I mentioned when I was a kid growing up that I figured by 2010, 2020, we'd be in flying cars,
yeah.
And then the Jetsons, and we're not there. We're about where we were when I was a kid growing up. And now that's, you know, 30, 40 years ago. And so I'm thinking, we're not going to be much further in 30 or 40 years because nobody really cares to progress. But the question is, progress to what? What is it that we as human beings, as a progressing, forward thinking, at least to some degree, species are trying to accomplish?
You know, the first thing that comes to my mind, and I mean, you're absolutely right. That's a huge, huge question. And something that I look at is, you know, my mother did a better job than her parents. I'm doing a little better job than she did. And I firmly feel that my daughter is going to do an even better job than I did. It just staying more connected and not having such internal stuff. And where I feel that we're moving is understanding that these wars and all of this horrible stuff that we have been experiencing, just the nature of them going away does not mean that we are finally at peace. The absence of war does not equal peace. And that could be war internally. That can be war of countries. That can be a war with anything. That, to me, part of the point is understanding that the goal is to learn how to let go, how to allow our spirits to be in the driver's seat. And I am not someone who believes that we need to get rid of the ego. I mean, I think it's about keeping the ego in its comfortable place, where the ego, you know, creates that scenario for that personality and some of that drive and some of the things that we really enjoy in these human bodies. But really the purpose is how do we really manage the way that these two aspects of ourself relate to one another and then in the world and to everyone else? How do we cultivate this overall feeling of bliss, of present moment bliss in our human experience? And that's the first thing that comes to me when I hear that question.
I mean, it is equivalent to the age-old question of why are we here?
Sure.
But it's taking it, I think, to another level and saying, where are we going as a species? Not into the next dimension as transitioning out of this life into the next, but there are going to be people here, human beings living on this planet, I believe, for potentially hundreds, if not thousands of years.
Yes.
And what is it that we are trying? I mean, now, you take a look at nature. I don't see the bears working towards a space program,
totally.
You know, or the pelicans, you know, working to create aqueducts and waterways to start farming. They're just there living their lives. I don't know what they are, if they are, trying to achieve down the road. Where do they want to be in 20 years or 100 years as a species? They don't.
Right.
They probably don't care. But we seem to.
When I go to the Ayurvedic principles and the Vedic things that I have studied and come to really feel are true for me in a lot of ways. I mean, I don't necessarily subscribe to one thing, but one other thing that really resonates with me is, you know, looking at pelicans and bears and who very well might have some underground thing going on that we're not aware of, in a way. I mean, let's be honest, right?
Okay.
We haven't really staked them out or anything. But,
that's true.
Okay, let's just say that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what I feel their purpose, though, is to teach us how to just be in the rhythm, how to just be in the flow. And then when it's time to let go and go, they go. Their soul says, okay, time to go. Other than that, I'm in the flow, you know? Because that's that blissful state that I hope that we get to experience in this lifetime. That's something that I work towards regularly.
Yeah. It's interesting. Katie Manna is my guest. She has the website Live With The Lights On and the principles surrounding the Illuminated Path. And there is a kit, if you will, that's available at her website, livewiththelightson.com. And you can purchase that and all kinds of good information already there that you can look at and see what she has to offer. I mean, just the myriad of practices, if you will, or modalities that you have added to your toolbox, if you will, to assist people. It's quite wonderful. I mean, we've had the folks on from EFT talking about the tapping method, and we've had people on talking about meditation and yoga and so forth. And they all seem to lead to the same thing, the same end, and that is to bring about a sense of peace and calm and centering so that you can go out and focus on your purpose in life, what it is that you want, your dreams, your desires, which is what this program is about, is to bring these kinds of things to the table and let the listeners decide, hey, this is interesting, or no, I'm not interested in that. And that's okay too, because there's nothing wrong with the material. It's a level of interest. It's a level of resonance, if you will.
Yes, it's if it fits or it doesn't. It's not about right or wrong. It's if does this fit me? Yes, great. If not, nope, okay. Yeah. Move on.
I've been very curious myself, which is one of the other reasons why we do this program in the way we do, and that having the diversity of people on. I actually received an email from a friend of mine back in Phoenix, and he's written a book. The book is entitled God on Trial. Now, it turns out that he is an atheist. I did not know this, but I thought, okay. That might make for a rather interesting interview. So we're in the process of putting something like that together, because everybody, I don't want to say those people, everybody has a perspective on life and living. And just because Katie's got this wonderful concept, the Illuminated Path, fantastic, I don't quite cotton to some of those ideas. That's okay. Maybe this other individual, he may have some interesting points as well. But there is something going on. We know this. We can feel it. You and I are a little bit, we're sensitive in that way that we can feel something is happening.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know exactly what it is, but there's some shifting and moving and changing. Even in my life, things aren't what they were. My focus, my level of worry about things isn't where it was. And I say that to say that it's less than it was.
Yes.
And it's getting more and more diminished to where I'm hoping I can say, I don't care. It's okay. Right. I don't have to care about it. It will take care of itself. And I'll just continue to be about my purpose.
Yes. And that's it right there. I think anything that we choose or the different things that we choose that are fit for us, what they all allow us to do is open ourselves up to our deeper self and our deeper meaning, which allows us all to be a cohesive unit as a people in general. And that's really, I think, what it's about. It's, you know, learning to agree to disagree if, you know, our thinking is not on par with someone else, instead of fighting. It's just about getting rid of that separation and, you know, acknowledging a respect for other human beings, for just being human beings, for being able to wake up that day and put one foot in front of the other. It takes a lot of courage. And I feel like ultimately, if we find any modality that brings that to us, then bless it. I mean, bless it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. One final thing before we take our break here. I heard an actuality on one of the newscasts not too long ago, and very rarely do we ever talk actually about the news, but I heard this one individual speaking about his group's perspective and saying basically that we will always avenge our martyrs. And the thought that ran through my mind was, how do we stop this? And the only answer that came to my mind was, stop making them martyrs.
Yes.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Stop making, you know, so bringing that home, if you don't, if you've had conflicts with people and you don't want to have conflicts with people, then before you start getting into it with them, you know, stop for a moment. It's like you said, with your menagerie there, it causes you to stop and breathe. That's what you need to do. Stop and breathe.
Yes. Yeah, it's like the stop, drop, and roll of conscious living. Stop and breathe.
I like that. That's very good.
That's it. And you can drop and roll if you want to, just for the grins and giggles. But
that's
the breathing
right.
part's really, you know, it's really important, I feel. For me, it is.
We're going to wrap up the program in just a moment. I'm Richard Dugan with Katie Manna, and the website again is Live Life with the Lights On, and also the learning kit, if you will, The Illuminated Path, and that's available at that same website of Live with the Lights On. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
They like got married 1913 when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Well, close.
Yes, very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the greatest thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
She was a teacher who became a dedicated public servant that touched our lives for nearly 30 years. This is Baron Ron Heron inviting you to join us Monday at 10 a.m. for the Community Matters tribute to former Mayor Harriet Miller. We'll talk to local dignitaries, share memories, and celebrate the life of the woman who redefined what it meant to be the mayor of our paradise on the Pacific. She was also a good co-host with Ed Giron for the very hour we'll use for a tribute to Harriet, Monday at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1290 News Press Radio Station.
Emilio's at the Beach and Bar de Isabella proudly introduce lower prices. Now indulge yourself, your family, and friends with delicious starters for just $10, pastas and flatbreads just $15, and superb main courses $20. Emilio's owner Michael DiPaola thinks you shouldn't have to give up fine dining. Call 966-4426, 966-4426, or visit emiliosrestaurant.com. Emilio's at the Beach and Bar de Isabella, 324 West Cabrillo Boulevard in Santa Barbara.
Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. Through Angel Healing House, I can help you release emotional issues and physical ailments and finally find your inner strength to regain health, clarity, and balance in your life. Find your joy again by booking your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, it's time to play Name That Restaurant. Here are the clues. This mystery restaurant is located in Santa Barbara.
Well, that narrows it down to about 550.
This restaurant has indoor and outdoor seating.
Oh, now you're talking. There are only a couple of hundred restaurants that have outdoor seating.
Give up?
No, I'm looking at nippers.com. There are menus, recipes, the forum, restaurant news, and over 200 restaurant reviews written by professional food journalists.
Check out nippers.com, always serving up all the right answers about Santa Barbara restaurants.
All the trouble that you know empties out as you go. Oh, walk with me, talk with me, take.
Tell me your story. New paradigms for a new world. I'm Richard Dugan, here to give you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. And I am joined today, my guest, Katie Manna, and the website Live With The Lights On and Illuminated. The Illuminated Path is available at that same website. You can be living with the lights on and accomplishing a whole lot more, I think, in your life. I think that we all would like to be able to do that. And some would say, well, yeah, if there were more hours in the day, Katie, we could accomplish a lot more. I think there are plenty of hours. It's how we utilize our time. And that's really what it comes down to. Now, you're involved there in Baltimore in your own radio venture. Am I not correct?
Yes, there's a radio station out here called Woman Talk Live. And it can be same as this station. You can go to womantalklive.com. They talk about a variety of different issues with women. It can be relationships, women in business, food, finances, do it yourself. And I'm their conscious living expert. They have a phenomenal weekly newsletter and a great lineup. And I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Well, that's very cool. Now, final question to you.
Yes.
And, of course, people can get more information about you at your website, which is livewiththelightson, all one word.
Yes.
You could be doing a lot of different things. You could have gone in a whole different direction with that extra 110 pounds at the age of 21.
Yeah.
You could be doing all kinds of different things. Why this? Why now?
Why this? Why now? Because it chose me. It was what I was born to do. And I can't see myself doing anything else. It might sound trite, but there was no question that my soul, my heart was calling me to help people make big shifts in their life. And I just knew that this was the way to do it. And being intuitive my whole life does help. It's a very easy way to really help people just laser in on some of that deep stuff. I do not do psychic readings. I do not project on future things. I read energy around people about what keeps them kind of stuck in what I call the hamster wheel when they're really wanting to transition into incredibly deep soul-based living with joy and excitement and just total enthusiasm about their life. So it chose me. It's what I'm here to be doing.
Well, very cool. We're certainly glad that you are here doing that here and there. And that people can find out more about you through your website, which is livewiththelightson.com. And I thank you so much for sharing your time and your story, and our best and blessings to you and your family, both human and animal.
Thank you.
But we still have you beat here in Santa Barbara with 2 dogs, 5 cats, 28 chickens.
Oh, my. Yeah, you really got me on the chickens. That's not happening.
That's not happening. Well, not with
happening.
24 degrees out there, let me tell you.
No, yeah. They'd all be in my living room.
There you go. We'll stay warm, and please stay on the line. I'll chat with you after the program is over. I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you for joining us here on Tell Me Your Story. I hope you enjoyed the program today. I know I did, and I look forward to coming back next Saturday. Our guests next week are going to be with a book called The Grief Recovery Handbook. And I've interviewed Russell Friedman before, and we are also going to have another gentleman joining us, co-author. So I hope you'll join us then. Until next Saturday at this same time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, this is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Until next week, love to Lal.